This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with our thought for today, I am peace. I am peace. What does that mean to all of us? How does it reflect in our life when we say, I am peace? Does it bring any results for us to say, I am peace? Why not say, I am in peace, like I'm in a wonderful book? Or I'm at peace. I'm sitting at the peace table for conferences. Well, we share the concept, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. We are the source of all experiences, of all things that happen, whether they happen today, tomorrow, or yesterday, or whenever. It all is happening in the now. And so we always say, first person, present tense, positive. And so we always say, I am peace. As we walk our meditation paths here at the Far Valley Ranch, the sun is coming up and going down, the moon is coming up and going down, the stars are blinking, the night is black or white, the night is black or starlit. But it's all various in its various moods. And as we walk the path, we say, I am peace, I am peace, and I am peace. And as we do this, whether we can see the path or not, our feet see the path, because they're peace. They don't step on a stone, or a stick, or a hole in the road. They just gently move in the perfect order to take us where we want to go in happy harmony. I am peace. We gave a seminar in Bodrogatz this past week, and it was kind of exciting. And Ellen is wrinkling her nose because she says, doggone it, it wasn't this past week, it was the week before this past week. Now, why are you saying it's this past week? Don't you know that we should not say it's this past week when it's not this past week? And of course, now Ellen is thinking to herself, well, now, why did I wrinkle my nose? I should have let well enough alone. You see, we rumble in our minds about details that don't mean a thing. And when we say this past week, that just means that it's this past week. Or this past week, for me, I don't know how the rest of the world looks at this, I do really, but for me, I think of my coaster wagon when I was 6 years old, and how I'd pile all the kids in the coaster wagon and pull them up and down the street, just having a great old time. I think of me as being at a lake cottage and sleeping on the sleeping porch right out in front, just a few feet from the lake. And as soon as all the lights were out, we'd jump out of bed, at least I would, and go and jump into the water, which we'd been in all day long, and just float around. We learned to float. And I can see myself doing that right this second. I am peace. I'm not at peace. I'm not in peace. I'm not looking for it. I'm not searching for it. I am peace. So when we say there now is peace on earth, it's because I am peace. The peace that's on earth is what I see in me. The peace that I find in the hearts of everyone I deal with is in me. The thought of looking at Ellen and having her make her funny face when I said last week makes me think, my goodness, is that so important that we have all these details right? We were watching 60 Minutes on the airplane as we were flying back from Europe. And on the show, they had this woman, Mrs. Robertson, I believe, who was quite a wealthy lady. And she had attempted to give a great deal of money to the Smithsonian Institute, and the Smithsonian didn't want to receive it because they didn't feel that the project she had offered it for was worthy of the $80 million that she gave. And so they didn't get it. So she decided, all right, if they don't want that, I shall go and recognize all of the great citizens of this world who are alive at this minute and invite them to a grand party that would last a week, and I will sponsor the whole party. I will fly everybody in. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to invite the top young people from every school in the country and around the world to attend the function and meet these great people, meet them face to face, which they would never have a chance to do in their whole life. And so she got the President of the United States, the President of Russia, the President of all these different countries. She got people who would never be seen together. And all these people who were brought together were met by these young people. But more, she wanted to institute her own way of saying peace on earth. And many of these people who saw themselves in a different light and saw others in a different light at this meeting were in a peaceful attitude one with the other. And I can quite imagine they went back to their homelands with a new attitude about many diplomats and many chief executives of different countries and rulers, Schlesinger and a lot of other fantastic people. It was just amazing, just amazing. Here's one woman, by spending a great deal of money, $100 million, she had this project, and she did it. And she gives away money to youngsters, to oldsters, to this, that, and the other thing. And she just felt that that would be a wonderful contribution if she could encourage peace on earth by bringing together the leaders of all nations, the doers of all nations, and the young people. Because when the leaders of all nations are together in the presence of young people, they have a tendency to be more modest, to be more gentle, to be more sincere, to be more peaceful. And the contribution she made by that one act alone, she and her husband, is quite amazing, quite amazing. We say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We say of ourselves and for ourselves and for our world, I am peace. And when we say I am peace, that means we're in harmony. That means our body functions in this perfect, orderly way. That means everything in our world moves in a beautiful pattern and all in a joyous pattern, and everyone is so pleased with it. When we say, I am peace, it's wonderful. During the seminar, there was one young man who was falling asleep now and then. And so I would point to him and I'd say, what was his name?
Claudio.
Claudio. I'd say, Claudio! And I'd point my finger at him. He'd say, I am peace. Because that was his clue, and that was what he was doing. And so then maybe another half hour, an hour, because my lectures were quite lengthy, sometimes 1, 2, and 3 hours long, but they wouldn't let me stop. And then they asked questions after that. And for me to get a series of four lectures, four topics out in a day, it took quite a bit of planning. But we did it and did it very well. And Claudio would always wake up and say, I am peace. And so then I'd point to somebody else. And then they'd start saying, like Karen Hussein, I'd point to her, I am peace. And then I said, okay, but now answer my question. But we had such a good time. And the laughter that was in that group, because of this, you know, very subtle humor, made everyone just feel alive and delighted and peace. I would say in our group there and our hosts who were there, we shared more peace, more genuine harmony and togetherness than could have ever been done in any other way. But try it. As you go around your day, say, I am peace. And when you think of the fires that were burning up here and on the mountain while we were in Europe, we just said, I am peace. And we surrounded our properties with that pure white light of love. And so it is. And as Sylvia and Ingeborg and Dorothea, who were here during some of the Holocaust, they said they didn't even know it was happening. If they hadn't gone out to a restaurant, they wouldn't have known that such things had even taken place, just short miles away. But you see, when you're at peace, the world and its conflicts doesn't disturb you, and it never will. Yeah. But you see, also, when you are at peace, when you are peace, not at peace, but when you are at peace, you enfold the entire world in your loving peace, and it too is it is peace. Take this into your heart and enjoy it. That's my thought for today. And I love you, very, very much.
It was nice.
I love you. I love you. I love you.